Today we enter into a covenant, not a new covenant, but one we're very familiar with, one we enter time and time again, but today gives us the chance to reflect on it, recognize its value in our lives, and see what it means to us, give it a greater depth of meaning. But in order to understand this covenant, this new pact we are to enter onto, we have to go back to the Passover of the Israelites and look at what they experienced. Here they were huddled together, getting ready for their exodus out of Egypt, and God established a new deal with them. Kind of a sort of covenant, but not quite the same as the ones before. And in this, we see lots of various parts. The first and most prominent part was he chose them. We forget that. God chose those people to be his people. He wanted them as his own. The whole point of the Passover was to mark them as the people of God. And several events did that. The putting of the blood on the doorpost was one. The eating the supper as God intended was another. So that Moses reiterated 5 times for the rest of the law, if you don't eat the Passover, you're not one of us. God chose them. He wanted this people. And that's the first part of the covenant. He chose them. The second part, and the part we often forget, is he gave them incredible blessings. There's a promise that goes with every covenant. The promise is not just, you'll be my God, which would be good, you know, we want that. We want to know who our God is that we want to believe in, who is actually real. But the other parts of it is God said, I would be your protector. I will carry you to the promised land. I will give you many blessings. I will make sure you're always provided for. And I will make sure the nations know that you have a God beyond everything else. That was the promise. The promise given to the Israelites was that they would always have a protector, someone so much greater than everyone else, who would bestow great abundant blessings upon them. But there's a third part. The third part is the place where they got most challenged. They have to keep their part of this bargain. It's not a one-way street. In order to keep this covenant, to get the blessings from God and to keep God as their one God, they had to keep the commandments. They had to do as he expected, and they had to continue to live that each and every day, or God would take the blessings from him. That's the third part of this covenant. There was a part they had to play. In all this, it shows something very important, that in this pact, this deal, this agreement, this covenant, there are two sides. And in this way, they had to keep their bargain, otherwise things went poorly for them. The Passover feast was that every year they would reiterate, recall it, bring it back to mind, so they'd never forget, first, that God protected them, second, he brought them to the promised land, and third, they had something they had to do in response. Where does this leave us? Well, we're entering into a new covenant as well, one that we do time and time again, because God knows we have to do that just to remind ourselves of it. This new covenant is the Last Supper. It's a reiteration of the Last Supper in the Passover in a way, but not quite. Jesus changes it so that he fulfills what the Passover intended, that we could never lose God's favor. We could never get away from him, but we also have our part to play. So the first part we have to remember as we enter into this again and see it anew tonight, God chose us. We can easily forget that. We can easily wander through life forgetting the fact that God wants us. He desires us. He did this for us. The Passover and the Last Supper in consequence wasn't just some ritual. We do it again anew each and every time that it becomes alive to us. Alive so that we know God is with us. He wants us. And this was meant for us, that we may know we have one God and only one God. Certain parts of the Mass show that. As we pray to the one Father, we have one God we proclaim. The second part's far more interesting. Although we usually remember we have one God, do you remember what he promised to us? Can you bring it to mind? What was the second part of God's promise? First of all, that he would protect us. He would care for us. He'd provide for our needs. Although this is sometimes hard for us to grasp because it doesn't feel that way, that is part of the pact he made with us, that he would always be there for us. Similarly, not only that, this new covenant, the one of the Last Supper, the one Jesus enacted, wasn't just that God would provide and make all these good things and be happy-go-lucky, whatever. But there's another part to it, that he would forgive us. So even if we broke the covenant, there's always a way back. Think of how all this plays out in the Mass. We start at the beginning. What does God do? He greets you all. That's the greeting at the Mass, so that at the very beginning, we remind ourselves that God chose us. As we walk through it, the readings remind us of what God has done, that we may continually call to mind each and every time we come to Mass what God has done in the past and what he can do in our present. Then, as we move forward and get ready for communion, that's a sign of peace, a reminder of his forgiveness, and our call to forgive one another. Which leads to the third part. The third part is our part, and there's no Mass of the year that better exemplifies our part than this Mass, because during this Mass, we have the washing of the feet. And as Jesus made clear in our Gospel for today, it is an act of service. We have a part to play in this covenant. We're not just like, yay, God loves me, we can move on. He wants us to take what we have experienced here and bring it to the world. He wants us to realize that his will in our lives gives us a reason to be of service to the people around us. Hence the great commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. They're acts of service. So as we see the washing of the feet, may we be reminded of the fact that we have a part to play. We have a part to play in honoring God as our God, in caring for the people around us, for taking what we have experienced here and bringing it out to the world, becoming instruments of God's mercy, icons of his presence in our world. This is our covenant. This is what we celebrate today. So let us be excited. God has come to be with us. He made a special deal with us that he may be our God and none other, that he would protect and guide and strengthen us, help us through this life, that he'd forgive us whatever wrong we've done and guide us so that we may be instruments of his mercy. Let us celebrate this fact that as we enter into this Mass and the sacred Triduum, we may recognize what God has done for us by dying on the cross and rising from the dead and come to glorify him and serve him as people of joy, people who want this God and want to be part of this new covenant that gives us life eternally.